This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
It's good to tell the truth, because if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember nothing. Praise God. That man didn't have to rehearse. He didn't have to practice. What did he say? He said, he told me he made some spittle. Praise God. And slap it on my eyes. Told me to go to the pool. Praise God. And wash. I went to the pool and I washed and I come back seeing. Praise God. They say, well, where is he? I don't know where he is. Praise God. What, do you know anything else about him? No, I don't know anything else about him. The only thing I know, praise God, that I was blind. But now I can see. Praise God. Forget about all of that junk. Praise God. I'm talking about a God. I'm talking about the door. Praise God. So Jesus had to reassure this man that everything was going to be all right. And he had to remind those who were standing around listening at him, praise God, that he is the door. You see, as believers, we enter God's kingdom through Jesus Christ. Praise God, it is through him that we are saved. I want you to put Acts chapter 4, verse 12 up on that marquee. Praise God, because Luke records at Acts chapter 4, verse 12, when he said, neither is there any other name, praise God, neither is salvation, is it any other, for there is no other name under heaven given unto men whereby they must be saved, other than the name of Jesus. So praise God, when somebody come and try to tell you that there is another way, praise God, you need to tell them, that's one door I know. And I'm appealing to my young folk, because young folks have a tendency to come up in a church, praise God, listen at the word of God, and then somebody grab them, somebody wearing a bow tie, somebody got a bag of peanuts, praise God, telling them that there is some other way, and they are so easily, praise God, led astray. But I'm trying to tell you that there is but the door, and that door is Jesus Christ. He is the source of our strength and our spiritual health. He is the door where we come in and where we go out spiritually healthy. And let me tell you something, that makes him valuable. I got to tell you, that makes him valuable. Praise God. The only reason why we come, oh, let me get that. That's my second point. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Praise God. The second reason, praise God, that we look at doors. You see, a door is for protection and security. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, if I didn't have any doors on my house, I would not feel secure. Praise God. So we find that the door, praise God, protects and gives us security. You see, history tells us that in the first century there were two kinds of sheepfolds. One was the kind that was located in the village, praise God, and it was a community shelter where several shepherds would take their sheepfold and they would bring them in sometime for one night or for several days. And that setting had an elaborate guardian, somebody, a gate that was there that could be locked all upon his own. Praise God. But another type of sheepfold that they had was the one that was, praise God, that were located on the mountainside. In other words, the only thing that hindered it was the stone walls that was on both sides. And there was a ravine that led, there was a opening that led into the ravine. Praise God. And they tell me that the shepherd, praise God, the shepherds would take, I always lay down. If I felt I can get back up, I would lay down and show y'all. But I can't do that, y'all. Praise God. The shepherd would lay down at the feet of the ravine. Praise God. And then, and by doing so, none of the sheep would leave without him knowing.
Yeah.
And none, no wild animal or beast would come in without him knowing it. Now, praise God, whether Jesus had any one of those sheepfolds in his mind, we don't realize and we don't know, but it's immaterial. The point of the matter is that, praise God, when Jesus being the door, praise God, he is our peace. He is our protection. He is our security. And let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, when Jesus is your protection and when Jesus is your security, you don't have to worry about anything else. Now, I know that we live in a world that is just frustrating. Praise God. We got terrorists coming here. We got ones over here trying to break in. Praise God. And I'm not going to be the person that's going to tell you this morning, praise God, that you go and sleep with your doors wide open, because we used to do that stuff when I was coming up. Amen. Because I believe back in them days, people had more sense than they have now. But praise God, I wouldn't try that today. Amen. One thing I learned about this God that I serve, he did give me 5 cents. Praise God. But I don't worry about it. I'm talking about he's the one that gives me protection, and he's the one that gives me security. You see, only God, praise God, only the door, he's the one that gives us peace and protects us until what? The day of redemption. You see, we live, like I said, in a frustrating world, praise God. Anxiety of life is a constant threat to our safety and our well-being. But Jesus offers up us the reassurance, praise God, that he is our protector. Praise God. Look what David had to say at Psalms 23. Everybody know this. And verse 1, he said, for the Lord is what? My shepherd. In other words, he lets us know that he provides for us. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Praise God. I'm looking at a bunch of people in here today. Don't look like you want for nothing. Praise God. So that lets me know that God is your shepherd. Praise God. You see, now one thing about that sheep at night, during the nighttime, sheep might get startled, amen, by some noises, and he might get awoken. But you want to know something about those sheep? Sheep was smart back in the day. I know people say that sheep were dumb. I know they were, some of them. But praise God, when those sheep got startled at night, they will go and get up. And even the sheep had enough sense to go to the opening of the ravine. And then once they saw the shepherd lying there, praise God, that sheep wouldn't do. That sheep would go on back and lay down and go to sleep. Praise God, because he knew that his shepherd was there and everything was going to be all right. And that's the same way it should be with us. Praise God. If we serve God, if we have given God our heart, I don't care what come up against us. Praise God. We got to realize if sickness come up against us, praise God, if a thief is trying to break in, praise God, if somebody trying to run our name down, if we still have our trust in the door, praise God, we won't have to worry about it. Amen. They may bring some stuff up against you, but praise God, God promises that he will protect you. That's the kind of protection and security that we get. But finally, and as I get ready to close, you see, not only is a door, praise God, for going and coming, not only is a door to protect us and to provide us security. Finally, we find that a door is for what? Opening and closing. Praise God. Can I make that thing a little plain to us? Praise God. You see, Jesus is the only and absolute only way to God. He is the door or the way into God's favor. If you want to have favor, praise God, you got to go through Jesus Christ. He is the door that is the that is so broad as the heart of God. He is the door that is open to all races and to all ages. Praise God, to both males and females. He is the door that is open to persons from every strata, praise God, of society. Praise God, he is the door that is open to the rich as well as to the poor. He is the door that is open to the important and those who are all forgotten about. What am I trying to say? That he is the door, praise God, to the powerful and those who are not so powerful. My point I'm trying to tell you this morning, that Jesus is the door, and he is the door that we ought to be looking for. Praise God, all of those other doors are okay. Yeah. Praise God, they all serve a purpose. Yeah. But the door that I'm talking about this morning is this door called Jesus. Yeah. If we go to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 12 through 13, praise God, it talks about heaven being a great wall, and there is something about this heaven that he's talking about. He said that it has 12 gates, 12 doors, 3 gates in the south, 3 gates in the north, 3 gates in the east, 3 gates in the west. What am I trying to tell you? There's so many gates to this city that one day nations and folk from all over the world, they're going to have to come through the door. My God, and there's something about the door. Praise God, it's open. And it's open. It's open for us to come in, and it's open for us to go out. Let me explain the coming in. He has given us a mechanism, praise God, where we come in, and it's called the church. Hallelujah. We come in so that we can be fed with the word of God. That's our nourishment. And praise God, when we come in and we are fed the word, not only through the preached word, but through the singing of his word. Praise God, when we go out, we have enough nourishment with us that we can go out and share it with somebody else. Somebody don't realize the importance of the church. You got some folks that, well, I can stay home and I can get whatever I get at home. I can beg to differ. But you want to know why I beg to differ? Because when I sit with you, there are some things, praise God, that you're going through that you can share with me. And if I'm going through the same thing, we feed each other. That's a part of the nourishment. That's the importance of the church. I will never stay home, praise God, saying that I can get what I need through some television. Because I'm going to tell you something. When you get sick, when you get sick, and when you are going through some stuff, I want you to call one of those TV evangelists. I want you to call one of those folk that you are sending your money to. You better learn some sense. Praise God. I don't want to call nobody name, but praise God, if you call one of those rascals, praise God, you won't even get them. I'm trying to tell you, Jesus is the door. He is the door. Hallelujah. And he opened that door over 2,000 years ago Somebody say, how did he open the door? When they whipped him all night long, when they put a crown of thorns upon his head, he was opening up the door. Praise God. When you get sick and when you are going through some stuff, I want you to call one of those TV evangelists. I want you to call one of those folk that you are sending your money to. You better learn some sense. Praise God. I don't want to call nobody name, but praise God, if you call one of those rascals, praise God, you won't even get them. I'm trying to tell you, Jesus is the door. He is the door. Hallelujah. And he opened that door over 2,000 years ago. Somebody say, how did he open the door? When they whipped him all night long, when they put a crown of thorns upon his head, he was opening up the door. Praise God. When they stripped him of his clothes, he was opening the door. When they mocked him and when they spit in his face, he was opening the door. When they led him up a hill called Calvary, he was opening the door. Praise God. When he hung on that cross and died, he was opening up the door. When he was taken from that cross, put in a borrowed grave, where he stayed there 3 days and three nights, he was opening up the door. And when he was taken from that cross, put in that grave, early one Sunday morning, he was opening up the door. And if you haven't given your life to him, praise God, while the door is open, there's going to come a time when the door is going to be closed. There's going to come a time when the door is going to be closed. You see, you don't have a corner market on when you're going to leave this world. Praise the name of Jesus. You may be up feeling good 1 minute. Praise God, the next minute you done fell down dead as a doornail. And if you fall dead as a doornail, you better pray that you have Jesus into your heart. Because when you die, the door is closed. Praise God, doors are for opening and closing. But Jesus, I'm talking about the door. That door is open. That door is open this morning. And if you are here, if you are here and you have not given your life to Christ, it's time that you give your life while the door is still open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see in the 23rd Psalm, praise God, David says, provides us four things. First of all, we know that Jesus, the door, he provides for us. Praise God. You take the 23rd Psalm, verses 1 through 3. This is how he provides. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Praise God. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Praise God. Those are his provisions for us. But my God, not only does he provide for us, he protects us. Praise God. Verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise God. That's protection all the way around. I said I look at the rod and the staff as a big bad pit bull and a rockwall. Praise God. With that kind of protection, I don't have to worry about nobody doing me no harm. But not only that, he prepares for me. I like your testimony this morning, how you got before the refrigerator and you asked God. You say, I don't have nothing for my people, for my children. And somebody rung the phone. And praise God, the lady said, do you have a truck? Yes, I have a truck. I'm trying to show you how he prepared. Praise the name of the Lord. Said, get your truck. Come on here. I got some stuff for you to haul. And I'm going to give you $50. Praise God. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That rod and that staff. Praise God, I'm sorry. He said, my cup runneth over. That's verse 5. And verse 6 says, he makes us a promise. Isn't that great? He provides for us. He protects us. He prepares for us. And then he makes us a promise. He says, surely, 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 goodness and mercy shall follow me some of the days of my life. He didn't say that. He said, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I like that because his mercies are new every day. Every day that I get up, his mercies are new every day. Turn to your neighbor and give your neighbor a high five. Say, he makes those promises. Surely, surely, goodness and mercy will follow me. Praise God. I like that. That means when I'm walking, I look behind me and I see who's following me. I said, well, I don't have to run. It's not a thief. What it is, it's goodness and mercy following behind me. Sometimes when goodness and mercy following me, I won't walk so fast. I'll stop. Let some of that goodness and that mercy catch up with me. Y'all follow me all the day. Of my life. And because he makes that promise, I'm going to follow. Brother Darrell, I'm one of those folks that's crazy enough to follow him for all the day. The door became available over 2,000 years ago. The question is, have you used the door? If you haven't used the door, you can use the door today. You can come and give your life to Jesus Christ today, because he said that the day that you hear my voice, harden not your. I'm talking about the value of the door. The door is Jesus. And let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters. He's valuable. There is nothing that we can do in life without the use of the door. And now that I'm acquainted with the door, I don't care who come along. I don't care if they're selling bean pies, moon pies, or any other kind. They will never, ever, never, ever, ever sway me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. If you're here and you have not given your life to Christ, you can do so at this time. Praise God. Praise God. Now we're going to prepare ourselves for our communion. I'm talking about the door. That he lives today. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I have no fear. No fear. It's gone. You know why it's gone? Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living. Because he lives. Let's do that one more time. Oh, because he lives, I can't face tomorrow. Because he lives. All of my fear.